Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
That's enough shirts.
It's everything but the ties.
Do it.
Hey, Dad, why don't you take the tie I gave you for Christmas?
Well, Ernie, I thought maybe that'd be a little too colorful for a business conference.
Heck, no.
Well, sure, Dad. Everybody wears stuff like that these days.
Well, not my group, Chip.
So dazzle them. Why don't you go ahead? Dazzle them.
Okay, I'll dazzle them.
And don't worry about the yard work, Dad. We'll mow the lawn and everything.
Thanks, Chip.
Oh, is it okay for me to go up hiking at Switzer's camp with Howard and Keith Saturday?
Oh, sure. But it's a rough trail. It's easy to get lost. Just be sure and mark it.
And, Dad, Howard's mom made him mark his trail once with colored pieces of paper, and he got fined for litter bugging.
Well, just be sure you know where you are at all times. That's what I mean.
Can I go bowling with Jim Fraser?
Yeah, just let Uncle Charlie know where you are.
Oh, another thing. We're having a class picnic at school, and
I thought that was next week.
It is. But it won't hurt to get everything straightened out before Dad leaves.
That's right, Ern. Now, I'll be calling from Houston, but if anything should come up, Uncle Charlie will be here. But of course, Barbara will be here, too.
I'll take it, Dad.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, wait till you girls lay a lip on these date cookies.
Delicious, Charlie.
They're wonderful, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Charlie, can I go over to Sally Crane's?
Hey, look, why don't you pay them people rent? You were over there yesterday and the day before that.
So what?
So what is she, the Queen of Sheba?
No, but she looks okay after you get used to her.
Then what's the big attraction?
Well, she's a real brain, and I've been studying with her.
Oh, well, never let it be said that I stood between you and a brain. Go on, cast off.
How about if Howard Oren comes over and spends the night?
Not a chance.
Well, do you want it to be said that you stood between me and a friend?
On weeknights, yes. Now, how about getting rid of some of that junk in your room?
What junk?
Well, come on upstairs, and I'll show you.
I can see Charlie has everything well in hand.
Well, Charlie runs a tight ship.
Oh, don't misunderstand me, dear. It's just that it does seem as though Charlie makes all the decisions in your house. It's his house, too. He's been running it a long time.
Do the boys go to him for everything?
Well, I suppose so.
They grew up with Charlie.
Well, I'm pleased to see it doesn't bother you. That'd be foolish, wouldn't it?
Habits are hard to break. You can't expect the boys to all of a sudden think of me as their mother. That wouldn't be natural.
Hey, come here crying. I thought you weren't worried about those two tests today.
I'm not. Just messing around with a little insurance.
You two worst subjects and you're not worried?
Heck no. When you cram with somebody like Sally Crane, there's no problems.
Sally must be a very good student.
Man, yeah, straight A's.
It was nice of her to help you.
Well, she said she likes to have somebody to study with. She's not too popular.
Why not?
It's just that she's such a brain. She makes all the other kids feel super dumb.
And you don't feel super dumb?
Oh, I sure do. But I just keep hoping some of her brains will rub off on me.
Good luck on the test.
Thanks.
Exam this morning.
I think I did okay.
Good.
I memorized all your notes.
Oh, Sally, Chip. I'd like you both to report to me after school.
What about Miss Henson?
Well, we'll discuss that when we meet.
Yes, Mrs. Henson.
Sure, Mrs. Henson.
I wonder what she wants with us.
I don't know. But if they can't discuss it in the hall, it must be something rotten.
Is there more ironing every week, or does it just seem that way?
Both.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How was school?
Billy got sent to the principal, and Kim got glue in her hair.
Well, why was Billy sent to the principal?
Just for putting the glue in Kim's hair.
It figures.
Can I have some cookies, Uncle Charlie?
May I?
May I, Uncle Charlie?
Okay, but leave some for Chip and Ernie. They ought to be home any minute now.
Hi.
Where's Chip?
I don't know. I guess he got hung up at school.
Hello? Chip? Are you all right? Well, is there something I can do? I see. No, he's right here. I'll get him. Charlie, yeah? I'd like to talk to you.
Hello? Yeah? Okay.
Anything wrong?
No, Chip just had to stay after school a while for something.
I had a chance to go over this morning's exam papers, and I must say I was surprised. I know you've always been an A student, Sally, so I expect good work from you. But Chip, your paper earned the highest grade you've made this year.
Hey, that's great!
But I also noticed that your answers and Sally's were remarkably similar.
Well, we can explain that, Mrs. Henson.
We've been studying together.
Yeah, every day.
Well, that would explain it in part. But I found that on questions 7 and 10, that the wording of the answers was identical.
Well, I didn't want to take any chances, so I memorized most of the notes we made.
You two do sit close together.
You don't think we cheated?
Teacher has to consider that possibility.
Honestly, Mrs. Henson, I didn't copy a thing from Sally.
Sally?
You really didn't.
I'm very glad to hear it. Congratulations, Chip. Your hard work showed.
Thanks.
But Viola, well, you know how she is, forgot to leave me the keys to the beach house. So, Barbara,
are you listening to me?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Mrs. Vincent.
Hello, Ernie.
Oh, I'm going now, Uncle Charlie.
Okay, be back before dark.
Okay.
Don't take this wrong, dear, but don't you ever feel like a piece of furniture around here?
Mother, the boys don't mean to slight me. Going to Uncle Charlie is a habit.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I'm a meddling old busybody. Well, I'll call you tomorrow, and maybe we can go shopping together.
Mother?
Yes, dear?
How does a stepmother win the love and respect of her new children?
You want them to come to you without being told to, right?
I suppose so.
I haven't the vaguest notion. And how that myth got started about mothers knowing the answer to everything is beyond me.
You got some pictures there for us?
Yeah. I drew 5 pictures, so I got to put away all the erasers.
Oh, nice. Those are good colors.
Yeah. That's the house. That's Uncle Charlie yelling at Tramp.
Oh. Huh? Yeah, and what's this one?
That's Chip yelling at Ernie.
And this?
That's Robbie yelling at Katie and the 3 babies.
Honey, When did you ever hear us yelling at each other?
When the TV's loud. That's the TV. That's you yelling at Daddy.
Well, you try to make a psychological problem out of everything, and you always land flat on your face.
The main thing is to remember the irregular verbs.
Isn't it about time you two took a break?
Yeah, it sure is. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you, Mrs. Douglas. I hope I'm not putting you to any extra trouble.
Oh, no, not at all. I think it's a good idea that you're studying together.
For a while, it didn't seem like such a good idea.
Why?
Oh, Mrs. Henson kept us after school and wanted to know why some of our answers were exactly alike.
Well, were they exactly alike?
Well, sure. I memorized Sally's notes.
Chip got the highest grade he's had all year.
Well, I think that's fine.
Well, Mrs. Henson thought we cheated.
You mean she accused you of cheating?
Well, not exactly, but she made us explain.
Well, she had to do that, Chip.
Just because she got a higher grade than usual?
Well, it's not just because he got a higher grade than usual, Sally. It's because the papers were so much alike.
Well, couldn't she have just given us the benefit of the doubt?
No, she couldn't do that, Chip. It's part of her job to see that the grades are earned fairly. She wasn't unpleasant, was she?
Oh, no. We just had to explain, that's all.
Well, I think she handled it very well. I'll get you some cookies to go with your hot chocolate.
She's your stepmother, isn't she?
Well, yeah.
Whose side is she on, anyway?
She's okay. It's just that she's a school teacher, too.
Hi.
Hi. Where's Chip?
Oh, at school. Is Uncle Charlie here?
In person. Where's Chip?
Still at school. Excuse me. That's what I wanted to tell you about.
Okay. What's the message from Garcia?
Well, he's not going to be home for a while. He and Sally had a report to Terry the Terrible.
Terry the Terrible?
Mrs. Terry. Toughest teacher in the territory.
How come?
I don't know. But if she ever decides to give up teaching, she'd make a great warden.
I mean, how come she wants to see Chip and Sally?
Chip didn't say.
Chip, you know why I wanted to see you, don't you?
Well, not really, Mrs. Terry.
Sally?
I don't know either.
Very well, then I'll tell you. On yesterday's exam, I found you two missed parts A and C of question 2, made exactly the same mistake in answering question 6, and in the questions you did answer correctly, your wording of the answers were almost identical.
Are you saying we cheated?
Well, indications are you did.
Mrs. Terry, we can explain that.
I hope so.
Sally and I have been studying together.
Mrs. Henson will tell you that.
I already talked to Mrs. Henson.
Well, didn't she explain it to you?
She told me what you had told her.
She believed us.
Oh, I'm not questioning Mrs. Henson's judgment. However, her opinions are her own and do not necessarily coincide with mine.
Well, then you don't believe us?
Well, I find it very hard to believe that a question would be answered by two very different students, word for word.
I didn't want to take any chances, so I memorized.
That's right, Mrs. Terry.
I see. Well, I don't want to be unfair, so I will take what you've told me under consideration and will give you my decision later.
That's all for you, sweetheart. Sleep.
Well, I've seen enough TV.
Yeah, me too.
Myrtle and me are going to wash our teeth.
Myrtle and I. I'll come with you and tuck you in.
I'll help her, Barbara. I have to go up and study anyway.
Aaron, could you check on the babies while you're up there?
Okay.
Can you tell me a story, Ernie?
Sure.
I like that one about the green and purple monster.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That sounds like an Ernie original.
Guaranteed to keep her awake for a week.
I think it's wonderful that he wants to tell her a story at all.
Maybe it's because it's fun to suddenly have a mother and a baby sister.
You and Katie don't have to leave right this minute, do you?
No, why?
Well, I've sort of got a problem I need some help with.
What is it? Well, you know I've been studying with Sally Crane.
Isn't that the brainy one you told us about?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, I thought so, too. But now I'm not so sure.
Why?
Well, I memorized a lot of her notes, and now two teachers have accused me of copying during tests.
Oh, Chip, why don't you ask them to give you some oral questions?
I don't think they'd go for that. What do you think I ought to do, Rob?
Okay, you get into your pajamas and I'll do the old once upon a time.
No, sir. I'm not changing my clothes in front of a boy.
Then I'm going to tell you a bedtime story.
I'll put myself to bed after the story.
Okay. Well, you see, there was this green and purple monster. And he liked to eat people on account of they tasted so good.
Ernie, why do you wear glasses?
I'm nearsighted. But people were hard to find, because the other monsters had eaten most of them.
Ernie, how come you wear your hair like that?
Well, that's the way it grows. Well, the green and purple monster was very, very hungry. But all he could find was a little skinny kid.
Ernie, can I ride your bike someday?
Sure. And they lived happily ever after.
What happened to the green and yellow monster?
The other monster ate him.
Oh, good night.
Good night.
Did you and Sally explain it to them?
Oh, sure.
Didn't they believe you?
One of them did. But old Terry the Terrible. I mean, Miss Terry. Well, she didn't.
So what was her verdict?
She hasn't made up her mind yet. And I'm starting to get nervous.
What did Uncle Charlie say?
I haven't told him yet. He was so busy setting up his lodge meeting tonight. You know how he hates to have that wrecked.
Yeah. Well, Chip, until this Mrs. Terry makes up her mind, there's nothing you can do.
I was afraid that was going to be the answer.
Anna, we better get going.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't mind sitting? I think they'll sleep right through.
Oh, no. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm meeting Sally at the library. Can you guys drop me off?
Sure, come on.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Boy, we'll think you could get in trouble at school for studying harder than you ever did in your whole life.
Steve, I'm really very upset over this whole situation.
Honey, these things have a way of working themselves out in the long run. Charlie will take care of it.
But I feel I should do something.
Well, just leave it to Charlie. He's been through these things 100 times.
But I'm responsible for Chip, too. After all, I am his mother. Well, at least I'd like to be.
Well, sure you are. But you're still kind of new at the job. And since it's going to be permanent, you shouldn't feel too unhappy about not helping this one time.
Well, with that kind of job security, I shouldn't be unhappy about anything.
Mrs. Douglas?
Yes?
I'm Bill Crane. I come to pick up Sally.
She isn't here.
What do you mean she isn't here? She said she was going to study with a Douglas kid.
Chip. He met her at the library.
Oh, okay. As long as I'm here, I might as well speak my piece.
Well, would you like to sit down?
Oh, I can tell it from right here. It's a pretty lousy school system when they let somebody like your kid get my Sally in Dutch with the authorities.
Well, I don't agree with you on either point. It is not a lousy school system. And Chip did not get Sally in Dutch with anybody.
I don't know what you'd call it. He copied her paper, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Well, she sure had no reason to copy his. Sally makes nothing but straight A's.
Well, as far as I know, it hasn't been established that anybody copied anything.
Well, how come they were both called up on the carpet?
Because the papers were similar. Under the circumstances, I don't feel that's any cause for alarm.
Well, it better not be. But I've got more important things to do than go running up to that school because of some cheating kid.
Good night, Mr. Crane.
I just want you to know where I stand.
You've made your position perfectly clear.
Thank you.
Charlie.
If he blows this putt, he loses the match.
I thought you didn't like golf.
Only when I have to play it.
Uncle Charlie?
He's watching golf on television.
I know, but...
Oh, that's pretty official looking. Is that from school?
Yeah.
He missed it. 9 inches and the guy misses it. That blows the tournament.
Uncle Charlie, I had to bring this home from school.
What's this for?
Old Terry the Terrible. I mean, Mrs. Terry thinks I cheated at school.
Cheated?
Chip!
You didn't cheat.
I know. But she thinks we did. So she's giving Sally and me an F for the semester.
But that's unfair.
Can she do that?
She sure can.
Chip, why don't I go to school and have a talk with her?
It wouldn't do any good.
This takes a man's touch, Barbara. I'm going over there and give that old battle axe a piece of my mind.
Charlie, losing your temper never accomplished anything. Chip, I'm a teacher. I think I could help with a thing like this.
Well, maybe.
We all agree that cheating is a very serious accusation.
It certainly is.
Not one to be made lightly.
I assure you, Mrs. Douglas, I reserved my decision until I was positive.
May I ask what proof you have, Mrs. Terry?
The similarity of the papers themselves and the proximity of the two desks.
Well, I believe the children explained that. You did, didn't you?
We tried to.
We told it just the way it was.
Oh, naturally, they denied cheating.
Well, Mrs. Terry, maybe they denied cheating because they aren't guilty.
Mrs. Douglas, I'm afraid my decision is irrevocable. I see no point in discussing it any further.
Well, I do. I will not have these children branded as liars and cheats for something that they did not do.
Mrs. Douglas.
I have seen the extra effort that Sally and Chip have made, and I will not have them punished for it.
Mrs. Douglas,
you know that Sally is an excellent student. She has no reason to cheat, so what you're actually saying is that Chip is the guilty one.
Mrs. Douglas, I can't...
I know Chip better than you do. I know his values. And I'm telling you, my son does not cheat.
Barbara, you up here?
Honey, why didn't you call me? I would have come to the airport and picked you up.
Well, I thought I'd save you the trip. I got a ride home with one of the fellas.
I can't tell you how glad I am to see you.
Well, I can't tell you how glad I am to be home. What's been going on?
Well, I made a complete fool of myself.
Oh? What happened?
I lost my self-control.
Oh, you did?
Remember that problem that Chip was having at school?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I should have handled it differently, but I thought the whole thing was so unfair that I went to school and yelled my head off.
You did?
Honey, it wasn't funny. I mean, right in front of the children, I pounded on the desk and screamed like a fishwife. Heaven only knows what the boys think of me now.
Well, hi, Dad.
Hi, fellas.
We thought we heard you in here. Welcome home.
Well, thank you. Chip, I understand you had a little problem at school while I was away.
Yeah, well, that's all straightened out now.
Oh, good.
For the first time in history, old Terry the Terrible had to back down.
Well, that's because she never tangled with anybody like Mom before. Well, good night, and thanks again, Mom.
Oh, good night.
Now, you were saying something about making a fool of yourself?
Oh, Steve.